There you go. That's the way to get into a freaky Friday. But first up, of course, BBL, the Sydney Sixers into the qualifying final, as we know, against the Perth Scorchers tomorrow. And a win here will see them go straight into the final. On the line, I'm pleased to say, is Dan Christian, superstar, of course, all-rounders from the Sixers. Dan, welcome to the program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling? You must be pretty pumped about what's ahead.
Yeah, we are. We've... pretty excited to be finishing in that top two. I don't think we've been playing anywhere near our best cricket, but yeah, so it's pretty exciting for us to know that we're still up there and still being extremely competitive.
It's an interesting one that you say about, you know, not reaching your peak at the moment, not playing your best cricket. I guess there's two ways of looking at that, Dan, isn't there? There's the regular season, so you can pause and refresh, and possibly you've got the best ahead of you at the right time.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the way we're trying to look at it. I feel like we've been doing a lot of really good things in majority of our games. I mean, I suppose that's why we've ended up finishing second. We've had a lot of our batsmen have been able to contribute in most of the games, or nearly every game, and the bowlers have been bowling pretty well. We just haven't been able to do it all together in every game. So, the exciting thing for us, I think, is that, yeah, we've still got that ahead of us. We feel like we do anyway.
Do you think that might be the reason behind that might be something to do with the season itself, COVID affected, it's been stop start, it's been all over the place?
Yeah, it's certainly been a bit of a different year for us. Last year, knowing that the whole season was going to be in a bubble and all the travel was set in stone from the start of the season, that made it a fair bit easier for us, I think. We felt like it was difficult last year, but... looking back, it ended up being a pretty easy way to do it. Whereas this year, we're on, we've been flying around the country at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and getting into places pretty late, and then getting up and playing the next day. And it's certainly been a bit different for us, but I suppose that's part and parcel of trying to keep the competition running.
Absolutely. Look, you're a very experienced player. You've been around a long time. But I guess there are players within the squad, the young players especially, who'd be going, what on earth is going on here? So how do you get to a point when you are arriving at destinations at 1 o'clock in the morning and you've got to look at these young guys and say, you know what, this is what we have to do to keep going?
Yeah, it's not something we've really talked about. It's more just a case of, as you say, just getting on with the job and, just fronting up and doing whatever we have to do. Greg Shepherd's been really good like that in all of our sort of pre-training or pre-game chats. It's about trying to focus on that job ahead. It sounds really cliche, but that's pretty much what you've got to try and do at this stage of the season when there's just no real, we're just not really sure what's going to happen even in the next couple of days, let alone in the next week or so, depending with our schedule and where we might end up having to train and play. So you just got to get on with it.
Yeah, I guess the only thing really to take heart out of that, Dan, is that you're not the only people in that boat, are you? I mean, it's not just cricketers, it's everybody who's in this same situation. What have you been doing away from the games and away from BBL to relax and as much as you can get your minds away? Have you been tuning into the tennis?
Watched a bit of the Kyrgios match last night.
Yeah.
But no, not normally. I'm not really an avid tennis follower. I've been pretty lucky. I've got my family here with me, my partner and 6-week-old bub. So they've been keeping me occupied off the field and then trying to squeeze some golf in as well. All the boys have got their golf clubs here. So that's certainly been good for us to try and get away from the cricket and think about something else too.
Jeez, mate, with a 6-week-old, no wonder you're not going deep into the tennis late at night. Can you give us can you give me an update from the player's perspective as much as you can around this Steve Smith situation? So the talk around today and it's bubbling around that Cricket Australia rejected Steve Smith's request to play with you guys against the Scorchers. Can you give us any insight into what really has gone on?
Oh, it sounds pretty ridiculous, doesn't it? That one of the best players in the world's been stopped from playing in a domestic competition. It makes no sense to us as the players. I'm not really sure the official reasons behind it. Just really disappointing from our point of view that's where it stands at the moment. We've talked in the last couple of years about having access to the best players in the world, particularly from an overseas perspective. And one of the criticisms of the Big Bash when you look at it. Having played in a lot of overseas competitions, all the other competitions have the best local players playing. So the IPL's got all the Indian guys playing. The Caribbean League's got all the West Indians playing, et cetera. But whereas we've never really had access to our Aussie guys, and now we're going to have access to them due to this New Zealand and Australia series being postponed, and yet we're going to stop them from playing our domestic competition. It just doesn't make any sense to me, particularly with the business end of the competition coming and you know, probably more people going to be watching the games and coming through the gates as well. So it's to have someone like Steve available and then to knock that back, it makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Has anybody given any reasons to the playing group as to why? I mean, you've got Nathan Lyon coming back, Travis Head, Uzi Khawaja, all those guys are there, yet Smudge can't be playing for you guys.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's got something to do with the new rules that Cricket Australia brought in only 2 weeks ago surrounding this COVID pool of replacement players. So I think the other clubs may have said something along the lines of they wanted access to Steve Smith by putting him in this pool of replacement players. Whereas Steve's always been a Sixers player, he was a Sixers player in the first year, and he wants to play for us as well. So it's all not making a lot of sense at the moment. But hopefully that can be sorted out today. We can get him in our lineup and everyone can get to watch him play.
Let's see how that one pans out. So let's focus on the match ahead. So you beat the Perth Scorchers, you're straight into the final, but you haven't beaten them yet. So twice this season, going down both times. What's got to change tomorrow to get ahead of them?
Both of our games against them this year, they've played really, really well. I think we were four for not many in one game up at Metricon on the Gold Coast, so we didn't get off to a great start there. And then our Coffs Harbour game, we probably misread the conditions a bit. The dew came in and their chase, we won the toss batted, and then their chase was quite easy for them. So we felt like we did a lot of good things in both of those games, but just didn't quite get over the line. We got a really good record against them overall, though. We knocked them off last year when it mattered in that prelim final or this corresponding game last year, and then the grand final as well. So I'm sure we can draw on some of that experience and some of that confidence, and hopefully use it and in that match against at Marvel Stadium.
Well, Dan, best of luck in the qualifier there. Let's see if you can go all the way again this year. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.